And cloudy in Nashville. There is a chance of rain and thunderstorms in Middle Tennessee this evening. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Students enrolled in Tennessee's pilot voucher program, the Education Savings Accounts, or ESA, can soon opt out of taking the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, known as TCAP. Lawmakers recently passed a measure that allows these students to take another nationally recognized test instead. State report showed that ESA voucher recipients were underperforming compared to their public school peers. And opponents of the bill, like Representative Sam McKenzie of Knoxville, say it's an attempt to hide the fact that vouchers are not working as well as expected.
Experiments are great. You get your hypothesis, you say it's going to come out this way, and you perform the experiment. That's a good thing. That's the scientific way. Sometimes the measurement does not aligned with your hypothesis. Sometimes it's a failure.
McKenzie says the student performance tests are the best way to inform lawmakers on how well vouchers are working. Each ESA voucher is nearly $10,000 and helps families cover the cost of attending private school. These are separate from the so-called universal voucher program. The debate over party buses is reigniting in Nashville. The so-called transportainment industry started showing up in downtown Nashville around 2015. Then the city made waves 7 years later when it started requiring licenses for these buses, tractors, and other big vehicles carrying revelers around the entertainment district. Now, according to news station WKRN, some residents are calling on Metro to cap the number of licenses it doles out. This week, several transportation critical Nashvillians turned out for a government meeting. The Transportation Licensing Commission considered another sightseeing bus. Despite these residents urging, the commission signed off on it. City officials tell WKRN they can't cap licenses without the state's permission. Media giant Paramount Skydance is investing money outside the typical TV and film mecca in Hollywood, and some of those investments are coming to Middle Tennessee. Paramount is hiring at its Nashville office once again after gutting the operation in 2024 ahead of its merger with Skydance. The Tennessean Report says a growing interest in TV and film production in the state, and key infrastructure has been established like stages in Smyrna and Berry Hill. Paramount Skydance also has a country music foundation, owns country music television, and is a backer of the Music City Rodeo. CEO David Ellison has a home in Nashville, and the software company co-founded by his father, Larry Ellison, plans to build a new global headquarters on Nashville's East Bank. This news comes as Paramount Skydance looks to further consolidate the media market by acquiring Warner Brothers for $110 billion. That deal has not yet gone through, and Warner Brothers shareholders are expected to vote on the deal. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.